Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bubba Morton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ty Kline. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ramos, and towards Held, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton takes first base on ball four. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morton. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Morton steals second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morton moves to third. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Morton scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Romano and he is out, Held applying the tag. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Klein reaches second base with a double. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klein scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. Francona moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morton moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Frank Larry. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to third. Kindle moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing left field. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Frank Funk now pitching. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morton takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brown strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brown out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 6, Indians, 6. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Daly now pitching. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Morton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Bob Farley pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Klein hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona strikes out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Romano strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive towards first. Cash catches it and steps on first to double up Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Morton strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Bill Daly. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.